Welcome to this special episode of The Evergreen Thumb. I have two guests today. Shalane Foster is a director of development at WSU Foundation, and Jennifer Marquis is the statewide WSU Extension Master Program Director. They're here today to talk to us about Coogs Give, which is a special day of giving on April 17th, and how you can support the WSU Extension Master Gardener Program Endowed Chair Campaign. We'll start with Shalane. Can you tell us a bit about what Coogs Give is and what it's all about?
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. My name is Shalane Foster, and I am a director of development here at the College of Agriculture, Human and Natural Resource Sciences. And this year, Coogs Give is a 24-hour giving campaign on April 17th, where tens of thousands of generous Coogs come together to pay it forward by donating to their causes, programs, scholarships, and experiences they've had through the Washington State University system. So all day long, Coogs are getting together, coming back to support their alma mater. It's kind of a competition of sorts, if you will. We love to see all of the WSU Coogs show up. And each individual college is promoting their highlighted events for the day. And this year we have in Connors, we are celebrating several different accounts. But this year, the Washington State University Coogs Give campaign is really highlighting Coogs Helping Coogs, where if you're a part of the Coog family, that means you're connected to a worldwide network of friends, peers, mentors, partners, and fellow Coogs. That means that if we want to see each other exceed, we're willing to help our peers along the way through mentorship, advocacy, support, and generosity. So the mission here is just to come together and support your alma mater, share you get to hear about WSU's many notable goals, plans, and achievements and successes within each individual college. And we turn to social media to really share our stories about why WSU is so special to us. And then we'll make gifts to support the areas that we care about the most.
Okay, so how can we support the Master Gardener program during Coogs Give?
So Coogs Give, I'm just going to kind of peddle this over and over, but we want to see you turn out. You can check out coogsgive.wsu.edu, where you can watch kind of during the day, April 17th, you can follow along all day long to see how each college is doing and how each of their highlighted accounts are doing and how much money is kind of coming in throughout the day. So for Master Gardeners, you can become an ambassador. We would love to see you become an ambassador. Join us online, share our giving link on the day of, tell your friends and family about why you joined Master Gardeners, why you're here and a part of it. Give to the program. You can give to the program by following along either on the Connors social media websites. It's a social media giving day. So you can follow along in our Connors Facebook, Twitter, or X, and our Instagram. But then I would also encourage you to follow along with our WSU Master Gardeners program on Facebook. They will also be dropping information about what's going to be happening the day of Coogs Give and how you can be an ambassador, how you can share your story, and how you can encourage your fellow peers and family to join in and celebrate with us on this day.
Jennifer, so what is the focus of Coogs Give for the Master Gardener program?
Erin, I just want to say thanks for hosting again. And I'm Jennifer Marquis. I'm the statewide Master Gardener Program Director. And it's nice to have this opportunity to share about Coogs Give, come together around Coogs Give and the Master Gardener Program. So this is the third year in a row that WSU Connors is highlighting the Master Gardener Program during Coogs Give. And we're focused on raising $1.5 million to appoint an endowed chair. That may not mean a lot to very many people, depending on if you come from the world of academia, but an endowed chair is essentially a professor that will be fully dedicated 100% of that person's time to the Extension Master Gardener program right here at Washington State University. These endowed chair positions are important because they fund that position in perpetuity. So once we reach that $1.5 million goal, the Extension Master Gardener program is guaranteed to have an urban horticulturist who teaches, researches, and extends knowledge to and with WSU Extension faculty, staff, and volunteers forever, as long as WSU is in existence. They can't take it away from us.
How would an endowed professor support the research-based gardening practices and environmental stewardship efforts that are so important to the Master Gardener program?
Lots and lots of different ways. So teaching volunteers, right? So the Master Gardener program volunteers are volunteer educators. They're trained by Washington State University to deliver science-based, research-based, unbiased horticulture and environmental stewardship education. So this person will train the volunteers to deliver that information, but it'll be cutting edge because that faculty person will also have the responsibility to do some research, research with volunteers, research with faculty across the state on important topics in that local area. So things like the Master Gardener program's impact on food security. Or maybe the Master Gardener program's impact on climate change. We know that the work we do makes a difference in the lives of the people who participate, either as volunteers or participate in our programs. But being able to have that research being done by a faculty person who can then attribute what we're doing to that improved life of health and wellness and resiliency is important for the future of the program.
So what impact do you anticipate that the endowed chair would have on local gardening communities and sustainability initiatives?
Well, the Master Gardener program in Washington State reaches 300,000 people a year, right? And that's a lot of people in Washington. And those folks will have ready access to cutting edge research that volunteers will gain from this endowed chair position and then be able to deliver that to the community. The gardening community will adopt those practices into their own lives, right? That's the intent. We want our program participants to employ sustainable gardening techniques that makes a difference. So it's kind of like, I think we go back to the grassroots piece where our program is explained as a grassroots effort. So maybe there are small changes that individual people make in their yards. But those small changes made by 300,000 people, all added together, makes a really big impact. Big change occurs. And that endowed chair will bring public value beyond the sustainable gardening practices. When people have easy access to nutrient-dense foods, they eat more of those foods, lowering their risk of diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and mental health disorders. And these health issues cost Washingtonians billions of dollars annually. When there are plenty of pollinator-friendly gardens located in proximity to each other, that provides pollinators easy access to nectar, right? That they need to move from flower to flower to pollinate the foods that we need to eat. One in every four bites of food that we eat needs a pollinator. So big changes, small changes make big impact.
Will the endowed chair facilitate collaboration with other institutions and organizations that are related to gardening?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We in WSU and all of the other extension services across the nation, we work collaboratively all the time. Partnerships are incredibly important. We have bigger impact when we work together toward common goals. And when those goals cross county lines, when they cross state lines, and there are some that even cross national borders, they have an even broader impact and have the potential to increase available assets for future programming. Kind of like the snowball effect, I think. We start small, we pick up more partners along the way until the project grows into some sort of multi-state or multi-nation project focused on meeting the needs in those local spaces, improving community health and wellness for a resilient Washington, where we foster discovery and innovation across many disciplines at WSU. We create adaptable workforces. We provide a secure food supply system. We help maintain and sustain natural resources. And we support thriving, healthy communities, families, and individuals. And we are and will be a resilient Washington because of those collaborations and partnerships.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Endowed Chair campaign?
I do want to say that we've already, really shown up in a big way in raising money for this campaign, specifically around April 17th in Kooks Give. Leadership, the WSU Master Gardener Program leadership and Master Gardener Foundation of Washington State leadership have come together and put up a challenge equaling $7,900. And we want you to help unlock those challenges. Follow along on Kooks Give on April 17th to learn how you can help unlock those challenges and help us reach our goal to raise $13,000 or more, maybe $16,000 on April 17th. Kooks Give. Go Kooks.
Go Kooks.
Shalane, is there anything that you would like to add about Kooks Give?
Follow along on the day of, as Jen mentioned, April 17th, coogsgive.wsu.edu. And if you're interested in helping us reach our $1.5 million goal, following along the WSU Master Gardeners program on Facebook, following Connors on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter or X, just to kind of hear the little breadcrumbs that we're going to be leaving for you about how you can unlock that $7,900 challenge matches that we have available. And we really want to see, our big goal is we want to be competitive. Like Jen mentioned, we've been participating in Kooks Give for the last 3 years, and each year our momentum picks up. And this year, we're really excited to see our Master Gardeners community, volunteers, coordinators, everybody around Washington State really turn out and show the support for our beloved Master Gardeners program that started right here at Washington State University.
All right. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm excited for Kooks Give and see how much money we can raise.
Yes. Excited to see all of you there. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Erin. Kooks help Kooks.
Links to become a Kooks Give ambassador to the Connors social media platforms, as well as the WSU Master Gardener Program Facebook page, will all be on our website at evergreenthumb.mastergardenerfoundation.org/KoogsGive24.